Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for the outdated practice of using periods at the end of text messages. In an ongoing effort to be a more loving and inclusive society, we are listening to the hurt feelings of the Gen Z younglings who tell us that periods in text messages are overly formal, negative, aggressive, and confrontational. Instead of using the traditional punctuation of their white oppressors, Gen Z prefers each idea, what old people used to call a sentence, be sent as its own text message, and without an ending punctuation mark. The send button is enough to tell the recipient that the thought has ended. You don't need to emphasize the point with a point, as if they are too stupid to realize the thought is complete. No, the text period is fundamentally othering, abrupt, and off-putting, as if inviting a fight. So final, so objective, so separating. You know, the kind of thing only a colonizer would endorse. Not gentle, encouraging, and inclusive like the comma or the dash. And remember, many, many, many Gen Zs suffer from incapacitating anxiety. And it's no wonder when they are continuously feeling demeaned, condescended to, and yelled at by overly inconsiderate punctuation in text messages. It's a wonder they're even able to muster the courage to leave their parents' house at all. Ever. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Oh, how we cry.
Second, Mark Zuckerberg, chairman of Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, for recently confirming that the Biden administration pressured them to censor dissent during the pandemic, including satire and humor. Even if this is true, it is precisely the sort of thing you never admit publicly. One of the loudest virtue signals is that we hate government censorship, unless we are using government censorship. As you all learned in your very first week of Woke Catechism, we always believe in censoring views we hate while opposing censorship of anything we like. The free speech pretense is one of our four sacred hypocrisies at the heart of our religion. So when Zuckerberg revealed the censorship and that he regretted complying with it, this was a double deadly sin, confessing and repenting. And as if this betrayal weren't enough, Zuckerberg also admitted that Meta suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story as Russian disinformation. An editorial decision he also now regrets. Yet again, we remind you the facts do not matter. What matters is never making the Biden administration look bad and never allowing the Trump administration to look good. In one ghastly misstep, Meta vindicated Trump and granted him at least a level 2 victimhood claim, while also casting criticism on Biden and making him look like the oppressor. For shame, Mark Zuckerberg, for shame. Woe unto all who offend. Finally, we want to take a moment to praise B-list actor and certified level 3 wokenista Bradley Whitford for publicly criticizing equally B-list actress Cheryl Hines for her refusal to criticize her husband, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s decision to withdraw from the presidential race and endorse he who shall not be named but rhymes with stump. As Whitford wrote on Twitter, "Way to stay silent while your lunatic husband throws his support behind the adjudicated rapist who brags about stripping women of their fundamental rights. Gutsy. Great example for the kids. Profile in courage." Now, putting aside the obviously shade-throwing reference to John F. Kennedy's famous book, Whitford might ordinarily find himself the canceled subject of our memorial service for the speech crime of being a man to publicly criticize a woman. However, since yet another of the four sacred hypocrisies teaches us, men must never criticize women unless that woman is betraying the cause of womanhood, independence, and wokeness in general. Now, some misguided conservatives might praise Cheryl Hines for supporting her husband or for realizing she's an actress and not a political scientist. We, of course, know better. As the great treatise on media responsibility, Team America World Police, teaches us, all actors have a duty to right any wrongs in the world they can identify using their immense cultural prestige and razor-like mental acuity. So for Hines to stay silent is to violate her duty as an actress. But also, as we teach repeatedly, all wives have an obligation to openly and publicly criticize their husbands whenever possible, thus fighting the patriarchy, which makes her gentle submissiveness a violation of her duty as a woman. She might as well put on the red robe and white sun hat of the handmaid. For staying silent, for condoning support of the evil one, and for deferring to her husband. Cheryl Hines, we cast thee out. And Bradley Whitford, we award you one silver thistle for your unisex service tunic. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
As you depart today, please take a moment to fill out the updated congregational membership cards found in this week's handout. Remember, we don't call them bulletins anymore. You'll notice an expanded section on pronoun preferences. Now, with the fully up-to-date holy acronym string, simply circle all that apply to you. We've also added a section on species for those of you who prefer to identify as animal, plant, or fungus, as opposed to the humanity assigned you at birth. Also, and we're especially excited about this, tell us how tall you think you are, so that we can properly look above or below your eye level when speaking with you as a way of honoring the real height of your inner truth. Refreshments this week are provided by Potato Potato, purveyors of the fine recycled baked potato peels collected from restaurant dumpsters and garbage disposals everywhere and aged for at least 21 hours in an infusion bath of treated wastewater effluent. Instead of letting potato peels go needlessly to waste, their government-enforced mandatory collection program ensures a steady stream of nutrient-rich, sun-dried potato peels in three flavors, lime, sea salt, and original patchouli oil. Potato Potato. You can't just taste the virtue, you can savor it.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.